And now I'll invite Chrissy to come forward to share with you our daily word for today.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Today's word is guidance. And our affirmation is, I seek, trust, and follow my guidance. Seeking divine guidance means turning out information and opinions and turning inward. Then, with an open heart and a quiet mind, I can better feel the nudge of my intuition, my inner voice. I receive divine guidance, much in the way flowers in the field soak up sunshine. Just as following the sun is innate for them, I have the instinct to trust my inner knowing. Even if my guidance surprises me, I trust it to lead me on the path to my highest good. I follow where I feel I am called to go. I heed the still small voice within and pay particular attention to the serendipitous circumstances I find along the way. I seek, trust, and follow my guidance. As I do, I deepen my relationship with God, knowing wherever I go, I do not travel alone. And the Bible verse is from Isaiah 58, verse 11. The Lord will guide you continually. And the affirmation, I seek, trust, and follow my guidance.
Chrissy, thank you. And so as we allow these words to just begin to move through us and to open our heart, our very being, I invite you to join with me in a deeper journey into that time of contemplation, a time of meditation. So if you are comfortable closing your eyes, or and if you are here or at home, allow yourself to breathe and relax. And to just let go with each deep breath that you take, and to know that this time is time that we each take apart from the busyness of our lives in order to recenter in the core, the wholeness, the truth of our being. And so I will be toning our singing bowl, which resonates at the energetic harmonic of the heart chakra, the chakra of love. And so as I do so, let the sounds and the notes of that singing bowl just move through your entire being, deepening your connection to infinite spirit. And so as we choicefully take this time apart from the busyness of our everyday lives, we breathe into that greater connection with infinite spirit, with the creator of all things, with the flow of the energy of our universe. And as we breathe into that, and as we feel ourselves in the flow of that mighty presence and power, we recognize that we are each individually a part of that creation. We recognize that we are each unique and unlike any other, with gifts that are created within us that are intrinsic to who we are which are ours to share and to give. In service of fulfilling ourselves and in service to connecting with others. And so as we take this moment in stillness, we deepen into our own understanding of the magnificence of these great skills and attributes and gifts that oftentimes we overlook or forget to see or push aside or even discount because they may not seem to measure up to an outer world measuring stick that is based on false beliefs, limited thinking. And so we let the fullness and the wholeness of who we are just shine forth now, recognizing the true freedom that comes when we move beyond our systemic thinking, our erroneous, perhaps limited thoughts, as we step into the realm of that greater awareness of the allness of infinite spirit everywhere present, living and moving in and through each of us, living and moving out in the world, a magnificent opportunity to lay hold of the truth of who we are, to align with the guidance and the direction of spirit that we can feel in the heart of our being, that we can hear in the consciousness, in our higher consciousness of the mind of God within. And we recognize our journey is about releasing the systemic isms that have held us captive, our own personal self-judgments, our fears, our concerns that keep us limited in our expression. We release them into the light of spirit everywhere present, knowing that it is so great and so infinite that as we simply slightly loosen our hold on old ideas and old systems, that light pours in and through us so brightly, so magnificently, that we are healed and blessed in ways we don't often even realize. And it allows us to breathe into our fuller expression, to celebrate the joy of life and abundance, to recognize with gratitude the connections in community, one to another, and most importantly, that infinite connection to spirit, always present, inviting us forward into new creativity, new expressions, manifesting abundance, manifesting health, calling it forth from our own awareness of the truth of spirit. And so we take a moment to rest in silence, to simply allow, to immerse ourselves, to recognize and experience this dynamic flow and this one power of wholeness that moves through us all to unite us, to enfold us, to uplift us and to call us forward into greater oneness. We rest for a moment in silence. Beloved God, we feel the activity of your gracious love that allows us to forgive ourselves and others, that allows us to release in order to open our hearts to every imaginable wonder and grace of expression. And so we let that love flow through us and heal us and bless us. And we take a moment now to also send that light and love forth to surround the prayers that are held in the prayer box and to speak aloud the names of friends and neighbors, our loved ones, colleagues, co-workers, that we would especially bless at this time. Karen and Bob, Donlan and Danny, Jolene and Richard, Sue Ann, Teresa, Melanie, Vicki and Evan, Wanda, Sunny, Mary and Dale, Bill, and so in recognition of the power of the spoken word and that intention that goes forth, we surround Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters. We surround our community and all the prayers and the names that have been spoken. And we send them forth on the wings of higher consciousness for the unfolding of greater good. And we say thank you, God. Amen.
You are the heart, you are the hand, you are the voice of Spirit on earth, and who you are and all you do is a blessing to the world. You are the heart, you are the life, you are the voice of Spirit on earth, and who you are and all you do is a blessing.